B'siyata d'shmaya Megillah Daf Gimel. We're going to start three lines from the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Beis. In the previous sugya, we saw a quote in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ve'itema Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. It was not clear whether it was Rabbi Yirmiyah or Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. And the Gemara is now going to bring another few memrois, the common denominator between them all being that it was not clear whether it was Rabbi Yirmiyah or Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Says the Gemara, Va'omar Rabbi Yirmiyah, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ve'itema Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, and others say it was not Rabbi Yirmiyah, it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Mantzapach, the five letters that we know have final letters, Bechof, Mem, Nun, Tzadik, and Pei. Tzayfim Omrum, the Nevi'im, they are the ones that introduced this concept. The concept that five letters have a different shape when they are final letters. Asks the Gemara of Tisbara, can it possibly be that the Nevi'im introduced a new concept in Torah? V'oksiv, does it not say in the Pasuk, Eile ha-mitzvahs, that these are the mitzvahs that were given to Moshe by Hashem at Sinai? She'ein novi roshoi lechadish davar me'ato. After Sinai, a novi is not allowed to introduce anything new. V'oid. And another question, Ha'omer of Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Mem v'salnach shehoyu beluchis, the letter Mem, and it's obviously talking about the shape of the final Mem, which is a square, and the Samach being a circle, she beluchis, when they were written in the Luchis, b'nes hayu oimdim, it was a Nes, because we know that the Mem and the Samach has a border, and in the circle in the middle, it's just empty. And we know the Luchis were etched out. The letters were engraved from side to side. It went right through. So if you make a final Mem, then the piece in the middle ought to fall out. So Rav Chizda said it was a Nes that the piece stayed in. And which two letters were a Nes? The Mem and the Samach. So the Samach always was a Samach and remained a Samach. The Mem, the only Mem which needs a Nes, is the final Mem. If it was the Nevi'im that introduced this Mem, and before the Nevi'im there was only a regular Mem, then what Mem in the Luchos needed a Nes? Says the Gemara, in, it's true that Mehava Hava, even before the Nevi'im, the existence of these five final letters existed. V'loi Hava Yodi Hai Be'emtza Teva, V'hai Be'seif Teva. They didn't know which Mem was the one that goes in the middle of a word, and which Mem is the one that goes at the end of the word, and so too for all the five letters. Also, Tzoifim v'tkinu, the Nevi'im, they were the ones that established that Psuchim b'emtza teva, the open Mem, and all the other of the five letters that we know as being in the middle are b'emtza teva, v'stumim, the Mem sosum, as well as the other final letters, b'seif teva, the ones that go at the end of the word. Asks the Gemara, seif seif, at the end of the day, eile ha-mitzvahs, she'en novi osid lechadish davar me'ata. How could the Chachomim determine and be koveya something that they didn't have b'maseira for Moshe Rabbeinu? Elo, says the Gemara, shachachum v'chozru v'yizdum. Of course, already from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was clear which letter was in the middle of the word and which of the five letters are the final letters. But at some point in time, it got forgotten. And the Nevi'im, they reinstated. They were the ones that established that the truth always was that these letters go in the middle and these go at the end. Continues the Gemara with another memra that was said by either Rabbi Yirmiyah or Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. V'omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, v'yitema Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, some suggest it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Targum shel Teira, the author of the Targum on the Chumash, Unklus Hager Oimri. It was written by, or said by, Unklus Hager, and that's what we know as Targum Unklus. Mipi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. And Unklus was the one that received it b'maseira from his rebbes, that was Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Tirgum shel Nevi'im, the Targum on the Nevi'im, Yonason ben Azil Omri. It was Yonason ben Azil who wrote it, and he received it mipi Chagai Zechariah Malachi, from Chagai Zechariah and Malachi. V'nizda'azo Eretz Yisrael Arba Meois Paraso al Arba Meois Paraso. Eretz Yisrael shock, trembled at the time when Yonason ben Azil was being metargame the Nevi'im. Yotza Baskil, Abaskil sounded V'omra and said, Mihu ze shegila storei lebnei Adam? Who is the one who is revealing the secrets of the Torah to people? It seems that there are secrets that were formerly hidden that were written in the Targum of Yonason. Omar Yonason ben Uzziel Araglov V'omar. Yonason ben Uzziel stood up and said, Anihu shegilisi storecho lebnei Adam. I am the one that are revealing your secrets to people. Goli v'yodu alufanecho, it's clear and known to you, sheloi lichvoid yosisi, I didn't do it for my own covered, v'loi lichvoid beis abba, not for the covered of my namesake, elo lichvoid chosisi, I did it just for your covered, shelo yirbu machlokes b'Yisrael, in order to prevent the other people who will want to be mefarish the psukim from arguing with each other as to what the psukim mean. V'oid bikesh legalois tirgum al ksuvim, Yonason ben Uzziel was going to also translate and explain the ksuvim. Yotzo baskil v'omroloi, the baskil emanated and said, Dayecho, it's enough that you are metargim nevi'im, do not be metargim ksuvim, maitama, why not? Mishum de'is be keitz Moshiach, because in the targum of ksuvim, it will become apparent the time that Mashiach will have to come in the psukim of Daniel, and Hashem did not want this to be revealed. Now the Gemara is referring back to the Targum on Torah. Says the Gemara, the Targum shel Torah unklus hager oimri. We just mentioned that the Targum of Torah was written by unklus. V'homer of Ikur bar Ovin, Omer of Chananil, Omer Rav. Is it not said in the name of Rav that Maidich Siv, when it says in the Posuk, in Nehemiah, Vayikru, Basefer, Teiras, Eloikim, Mefirush, Vesoim, Sechel, Vayavinu, Bamikra. It's a posuk in Nehemiah, and the Gemara is going to darshan in this posuk. Vayikru, Basefer, Teiras, Eloikim, Zeamikra is referring to the Mikra, to the Psukim. Mefirush, the word Mefirush, Zetargum, Vesoim, Sechel, Elua, Psukim. Knowing where one posuk ends and the next posuk starts, that was also part of the Torah. It's important to know it. And is referred to by the same Seichel. Vayovinu Bamikra. Elu Piskei Taimim. To actually understand the Psukim, one needs to have the Taimim, the Trop, and they help us understand the Pasuk. The Omri Lo, some say that Yovinu Bamikra, Elu HaMesairas. They are the Mesairas of which words are written Chosar, and which words are written Yeser. So how could you say before, in the name of Yirmiyah, that Unklus wrote the Targum of Torah, when in the Brisa it's apparent that already in the time of Ezra, in the Psukim in Nehemiah, there's reference made to the Targum. The word Mefirash is referring to the Targum. Answers the Gemara, it's true. The Targum was already there before Unklus. Shachachum, they forgot the Targum. The Chazru and Unklus and his Rebbes, they were the ones that were Chazru v'yistum, they brought the Targum back to our knowledge. Now the Gemara asks, Maishna Doiraisa, why is it that when Unklus was Matargim the Torah, Deloiz Daza, Eretz Yisrael did not shake, Va'adinavi, but when the Targum of Nevi'im was said, Is Dazer, Eretz Yisrael shock? Answers the Gemara, Doiraisa, Mefarosha Milsa. In the Chumash, everything is clear. And the Targum is just translating and explaining what it says in the Psukim. The Navi, the Targum of Navim, Ikem Milidim Efirshon, there are some things that are explicit and understandable even without the Targum. Ve'ikem Milidim Esatmon, and there are some things that are very unclear, and only with the aid of Targum can they understand it. And these included certain secrets that caused Eretz Yisrael to shake. And now the Gemara is going to give us some examples of things that are not explicit in the Psukim, and the Targum revealed them. Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, in Zechariah, Bayoim hahu yigdal hamisped b'Yerushalayim, on that day there would be a big hesped in Yerushalayim, kamisped, like the misped of Hadad Rimoin, bebikas megidoin. Like the hesped of Hadad Rimoin in the valleys of Gidoin. V'omer Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, "In Mori Tirguma the High Cry, if not for the Targum on this Pasuk, Lo Yodano Maika Omar, we would have no idea what the Pasuk is comparing the hesped of La'osid Lovoid to. In the whole of Tanakh, we don't find a hesped of Hadad Rimoin in Bikas Megidoi, until Yonason explained to us what the Pasuk means. He says that were two espadim, and the hesped of La'osid Lovoy is compared to them both. But Yoimahu, on that day, La'osid Lovoy, Yizke Mispada, there will be a very great hesped, Birushalayim in Yerushalayim, Kemispada de Achov Bar Omri, like the hesped on Achov Bar Omri, who was a Melech Israel, Diktol Yosei Hadad Rimoin Ben Tavrimoin Baromiz Gilod, who was killed by Hadad Rimoin, the king of Aram, in Romiz Gilod. And also, Kemispada de Yeshio Bar Omrin, like the hesped on Yeshayo Melech Yehuda, Diktol Yosei Paroi Chagiro Bebikas Megidoi. He was killed by Paroi, who was handicapped, who was the king of Mitzrayim, in the Bikas Megidoi. And now, after the Gemara explained the value, the depth of Sefer Daniel, that hidden in it is the time that Mashiach has to come, the Gemara is now going to discuss the Madrega of Daniel, who saw in his Nevuah what other Nevi'im did not see. Says the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk in Daniel that he saw in a prophetic vision what was going to be La'asid Lavoi. V'ra'isi ani Daniel levadi, I Daniel saw es hamare, v'ha'anoshim ashohoyu imi loira'u es hamare. Only I saw this vision, and the other Nevi'im with me did not see this vision. Aval charodo gedoilo noflo aleim, v'yivruchu behechovi. They did, however, feel a tremendous awe and fear, and it caused them to run away and hide. Man ninhu, who were those people? Anoshim, those Anoshim that were with him, that only felt that something was going on, but did not actually see the vision. Om Rabbi Yirmiya, says Rabbi Yirmiya, V'item Rabbi Bar Abba, Ze Chagai, Zecharia u'Malochi. These were Chagai, Zecharia and Malochi. Says the Gemara, Inhu Adifa Minei, in one aspect, Chagai, Zecharia, Malochi were on a higher level than Daniel. V'iu Odif Minayu, and on one level, he was greater than them. Inhu Adifa Minei, in what aspect were they greater than him? De Inhu Nevi, Chagai, Zecharia, Malochi were prophets sent by Hashem to give over messages to Klal Yisrael. V'iu Lav Novi, but Daniel was never sent on a message by Hashem to give over a Nevuah to Klal Yisrael. That's how Rashi explains this. V'ihu odif minayu, and Daniel was greater than them in this aspect. D'ihu chaza, that in this particular instant he was the one that saw the prophetic vision. V'inhu leichazu, and they did not see. Asks the Gemara, v'chimeachar deleichazu, since they didn't see the vision, my tama ibatu, why did they get afraid? Answers the Gemara, afal gav d'inhu leichazi, even though they did not see, mazlaihu chazi, their mazel, the sar that was associated to their neshomas, did see, and therefore they felt this pachad. And now the Gemara is going to discuss this concept of feeling a fear without understanding where the fear is coming from. Omar Ravina says, Ravina Shmamino, we could learn from the above Gemara, Hain man de miavis, somebody who feels scared, afal gav de iu leichozi, even though he does not see what there is to be scared of, mazlaihu chozi, there's some spirit that's associated to him that does see what there is to be afraid of, and that's why this person feels afraid. Adzervina, maitekante, how can this person protect himself that indeed he should not get hurt by whatever power it is that there is to be afraid of? Says the Gemara, likre krishma, he should read the Shema, v'ikoim b'mekoim atinayfus, and if he's in a place where he's not allowed to say the Shema, linshoif miduchtei, he should jump away from where he is, arba garmidi, four amis. V'iloyin, if he cannot jump away, le'mahoch, he should say the following, izo debeit abochai, shmeino minoi. The goats in the butcher are fatter than me. Which means telling the mazik, go to the butcher and find somebody fatter than me to devour. Continues the Gemara. We mentioned previously in the sugya that the pasuk that says Medino, Medino, Ve'ir, Ve'ir is coming for a drasha. So the Gemara is going to say, now we're going to learn a drasha for the rest of the pasuk as well. V'hashta da'omris Medino, Medino, Ve'ir, Ve'ir, l'drasha. Now that we explained that the words Medino, Medino, Ve'ir, Ve'ir are coming to teach us a drasha, Mishpocha u'mishpocha l'may osa, the double term in the same pasuk of Mishpocha, Mishpocha, what's that coming to teach us? Omer Rabbi Yosi Bar Chinana, says Rabbi Yosi Bar Chinana, Lahavi, in order to tell us an extra chiddush, that Mishpachos Kohuna or Levia, that even Kehanim and Levim, Shemavatlim Avoidosam, they are Mavatl their Avoida, Uboim Lishmoya Mikra Megillah, even though they have Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, they stop what they're doing to make time to hear the Megillah. The Omer of Yudah Marav, since Rabbi Yudah Marav said, Kernim Bavoidosam, Kernim doing the Avoida, Levim Buduchonim and Levim singing, during the time of the Avoida, v'Yisrael b'mamodom, and the Yisraelim who have their share in watching and davening for the Hatzlocha of the Avoida, kulam mevatlin avoidosom, they all mevatl the Avoida, uboim lishmoya mikra Megillah, and they come to hear the Megillah. Tanyana mehochi, we also found a Braisa who says what Rabbi Yosi Bar Chinana and Rav said. What does it say in the Braisa? Kehanim b'avidosam, ulevim b'duchonam, v'Yisrael b'ma'amodam, kulam mevatlin avidosam, uboyin lishmoya mikra Megillah. Mikan, from the fact that we know that kehanim are mevatl d'avida, in order to hear Megillah, we learn that somchu shel beis Rebbe, this was the source that Rebbe and his Talmidim based themselves on, shemevatlin Talmud Torah, that one is mevatl Limud HaTorah, uboim lishmoya mikra Megillah, in order to come and hear the Megillah being read. And they learnt it out, kal v'chomer me'avoida, a kal v'chomer from the fact that the Kehanim are mevatl d'avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma avoida shi chamura. If avoida, which is very chomur, mevatlin, and nonetheless, they are mevatl d'avoida to come and hear the Megillah, Talmud Torah, which is more kal than avoida, Loikol Shekein, even more so, it should be understood that one stops learning in order to hear the Megillah. And then Farshim explain why is it to be taken for granted that Avoida is more Chomor than Talmud Torah. Asks the Gemara, V'Avoida Chamura mi Talmud Torah? It's so clear to you that Avoida is more Chomor than Talmud Torah. V'Oksiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'Yihi B'Yesi Yeshua B'Yerichoi. When Yeshua was conquering Yericho, he lifted up his eyes and he saw, there was a malach standing in front of him with a drawn sword threatening Klal Yisrael. And Yeshua bowed to the malach. And now before the Gemara actually follows through with the question, the Gemara deviates and asks, how is it permitted for Yeshua to bow to a malach who was speaking to him at night? Did Yeshua ben Levi not say, it's also to say shalom even to one's friend at night when saying shalom with Hashem's name? We are afraid that maybe it's a shade, it's a mazik. And Kol Shekin, that it's also to bow down to one of these mazikim. And why was Yeshua not suspicious that maybe this ish oimed lenegdoi, maybe it was a mazik? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, over there it was clear to Yeshua that this was not a mazik. To Omar Lei, since this malach said to him, Ki ani sar tzva Hashem, the malach said to him, I am a malach, I'm a kodesh malach, and not a mazik. The Dilma Meshakri, why was Yeshua not suspicious that this was really a mazik, and that was lying to him? Says the Gemara, Gemiri, there's a Masaira, Deloi Mafki Shem Shemaim Levatola. Even the Mazikim do not say Hashem's name when it's not the truth. And since this Malach said Hashem's name, Ki Ani Sar Tzva Hashem, he was definitely saying the truth, and therefore Yeshua knew it wasn't a Mazik. And now the Gemara is going back to where it left off in the Kasha. Omer Loi, the Malach said to Yeshua, Emesh, Bitaltem Tomit Shel Beinu Arbaim. This evening, before it became night, you mevatel the korban tomit shel beinu arba'im. Why are you waiting in ambush in the town? It's night time, it's evening time. You're not fighting any wars at night. And you should have gone and brought the korban tomit. And also, va'achshav, and now that it's already night, which is not the time for war, bitaltem talmud Torah. You should have gone back to the camp and learnt Torah. Not just to stand here on guard in the town. Omar lo Yeshua asked the Malach, Al eze mehen boso, on which one of the two Averas are you coming to punish us? The Avera that we didn't bring the Korban Tomid, or the Avera of Bittel Torah? Omar lo, the Malach said, Ato bosi, I'm coming for the Avera that you're doing now. Now it's night, and it's Bittel Torah. Miyad, immediately, Vayolen Yeshua balaylo hahu b'toicha emek. The pasuk says that Yeshua rested in the depths. V'omer Rabbi Yechanan explained this. that melamed shelon b'umko shel halacha. He went and delved into the depths of halacha of Torah. So you see here that Talmud Torah bothered Hashem, bothered the Malach even more than the Korban Tomit. V'omer b'Shmuel bar Unya commented that from this story it's clear that Godel Talmud Torah yosem me'akrovas tumidim. Talmud Torah is even greater than Avodas HaTomid. Shenemar, as it says, Atabasi, I came to punish you for the fact that you're not learning Torah, not for the fact that you did not bring the Korban Tomid. So how can you bring a Kal V'Chomer that if you're Mevatel Avoda for Megillah, that you're also Mevatel Torah for Megillah? Says the Gemara, Lo Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Hoda Rabim, Hoda Yachid. It could be that in truth, Avoda is more Chomor than Torah of a Yachid. The Malach that stressed the severity of the Bittul Torah even more than the Avodah was talking about the Talmud Torah of the Rabbim, of the whole of Klal Yisrael, and indeed that's worse than Avodah. Continues the Gemara and asks, Udayochid Kal? Can it really be that Talmud Torah is pushed away, is nidche by Mikra Megillah, the Yimavatl Talmud Torah to hear the Megillah? What none did we not learn in a Mishnah, in Moed Cotton, that Noshim b'Moed Ma'anois, that even on Chol HaMoed, the Noshim, when it comes to a Hesped, they would raise their voices, as was customary by a Hesped, Avloi Metapchis, they would not smack themselves on their hearts. Rabbi Shmuel said, Im Hoyu Smucho Islamita, those women that were close to the Nifta, Metapchis, they are also Metapeach. Because of Kvoid Hames, they bang their hearts. Baroshe Chadoshim, Bechanukah Ubapurim. On Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Upurim, Ma'anes Umetapchis. They are also Ma'ane, they raise their voices in Hesped, and also they bang their chests. Bezeh Ubezeh, and on Chol HaMoed, and Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah, and Purim, Einon Mekoinenois. They do not do Koinenois. Mekoinenois is where one of the women speak and all the others answer. V'omar Rabbi Baruhuna. Rabbi Baruhuna says, "Ein moed b'fnei Talmud Chacham." If a Talmud Chacham was nifta, then there's no chol moed. The halacha of chol moed is moved aside, and they are metapchis and mekoinenois on chol moed, like it would be on a regular weekday. Kol shekein Chanukah Purim, and even more so than Chanukah Purim, that they can be mekoinen, since Chanukah and Purim are even more kal than Chol HaMoed. And even though this whole process of Metapchis, Ma'anois, Mekoinenois are going to cause bittul of Mikra Megillah, they can't be in shul hearing the Megillah if they're busy with the Levaya, with the Hesped. And nonetheless, because of Kovid of a Talmud Chacham, which would seem to be compared to Talmud Torah of a Yochid, or the Kovid of a Talmud Torah of a Yochid, and it's even stronger than Mikra Megillah. And this is contrary to what Rebbe said before, that they were mevatel Talmud Torah in order to hear Megillah. Answers the Gemara, Kvoid Torah ka'omras, how can you compare Limud HaTorah to Kovod HaTorah? Even though Megillah is stronger and overrides the Limud HaTorah of a Yachid, but the Kovod HaTorah of a Yachid overrides even Megillah. Kovod HaTorah de Yachid chomur, the Kovod HaTorah shown even to a Yachid is more chomur than Megillah, as in the case of showing respect to a Talmud Chacham who's Nifta, Talmud Torah de Yachid. However, the Talmud Torah of a Yachid Kal is more lenient than Megillah, and therefore one is Mevatel Talmud Torah to hear Megillah. Now the Gemara is going to learn some other halachas, which mitzvahs are Doicha Megillah and which mitzvahs are Megillah Doicha. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Rava said, Pshitali, it's clear to me that Avoida or Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah Odif. One is Mevatel Avoida in order to hear the reading of the Megillah. Mid Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, like we saw before on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, in the name of Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. He learned this out from Mishpocha or Mishpocha, that even Mishpochis of Kohuna and Leviya are Mevatel their Avoida to hear Megillah. It's also Poshut to me, says Rava, Talmud Torah Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah Odif. One is Mevatel Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah, Mid Asamchu Shel Beis Rebbe, like we saw in the name of Rebbe, who learns it out of Kal V'Chomer from Avoda. It was also Pasha to Rava that Talmud Torah u'meis mitzvah. If you have an option of either learning Torah or burying a meis mitzvah, somebody who's died and there's nobody to tend for him, Meis Mitzvah Odif, then tending to the Meis Mitzvah takes preference. Midatanyon, this is learned from a Braisa that Mevatlin Talmud Torah Letzuas Ameis Ulachnosas Kala. One is always Mevatl Talmud Torah in order to contribute in the burial of somebody who has died or when a Kala is on her way to the Chuppah. It's also Pasha Turava that Avoida or Meis Mitzvah, when somebody has to choose between doing the Avoida in the Beis Hamikdash or burying a Meis Mitzvah, that Meis Mitzvah is Odif, Meis Mitzvah is before Avoida. And it's learnt out, mi ula achoisoi. There's an extra word, achoisoi, that it says by the parasha of Nazir. And from that word, we learn out that Meis Mitzvah is Odif than Avoida. The Tanya, as we saw in a Braisa, it says in the Pasuk that a Nazir is not allowed to be metame himself on a Meis, not to his father, not to his mother, not to his brother, not to his sister. And the Gemara asks, ula achoisoi ma Talmud leimar? It already says in the Pasuk, you're not allowed to metame yourself to a Meis. Why does it have to explicitly specify that one is not allowed to be metame to one's sister? And the Braisa learns from here that if somebody was going to shecht the korban Pesach or to do a bris milah on his son, and he hears that one of his seven closest relatives, father, mother, brother, sister, wife, son or daughter, and died, and if he tends to them, he will become tomei and will not be able to do the korban Pesach, because he's tomei, nor will he be able to do mila for his son. He simply won't have time for it that day. And there's a mitzvah and chiyuv to mal on the eighth day. V'shama shameis leimeis. Yochel, I might have thought yitamei that he should be metamei to this relative, and he should be doicha the korban Pesach or the mila. Omrus, that's why it says, lo yitamei, you should not be metamei to them. In the same way as a nazir is not mevatel his nazirus in order to be metame to one of his kravim, so too one should not be mevatel Pesach or Mila by being metame to one's kravim. Continues the Braisa, Yochel k'shem she'ene metame l'achoyse kach ene metame l'meis mitzvah. I might have thought that in the same way as one is not metame to a sister, so too one should not be metame to a meis mitzvah, and one should rather leave the meis mitzvah and do the korban Pesach or the Mila. Talmud Leima says in the Pasuk, Ula achoisoi, that only achoisoi, lachoisoi huda inim metame, only to one sister one should not be metame, but there is another type of nifter that one should be metame to, avol metame lemeis mitzvah. If there's no one else to tend to the nifter, then one should be metame to the meis mitzvah, even at the expense of korban Pesach, which is avoida, and this was the makir to Rava that meis mitzvah is odif than avoida. Continues the Gemara, boya Rava. Rava had the following suffix. After telling us all the halachas that Rava was clear about, there's one that he wasn't sure about. Mikra, Megillah, or meis mitzvah. If somebody has to choose between Mikra, Megillah, and meis mitzvah, hay minayu, odif, which one of them should come first? Mikra, Megillah, odif, are you going to say that Megillah is first, Mishum Pirsum in Nissa, because there's an element of Pirsum in Nissa which is very important regarding Megillah, or Dilma Meis Mitzvah Adif, or maybe it's better to tend to the Nifta, Mishum Kved Abreis. It's not covered that the Nifta should remain in an unburied state. Says the Gemara, Basar de Boya Hoda Pashta. After Rava voiced his Safik, it became clear to him that Meis Mitzvah Odif, it's better to tend to the Niftar. The Omar Mar, because Mar said, Godel Kvoid Abriyais, Tshedoicha es Loisa Seshe Bateira. Kvoid Abriyais is very severe and very important, and it's even Doicha Eloisa Se in the Torah. And if it's Doicha, Lav in the Torah, Kol Sheken is going to be Doicha Mikra Megillah. Now the Gemara is continuing with a new Sugya. Coming back to what we saw in Daf Beis Amud Beis, that those are Yoris that are somuch, that are close to the Krochim, Hamukofen Chomim, Imois Leshua bin Nun, have the same halacha as those Krochim. Gufa, Omar Reb Yeshua ben Levi, said Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Krach, one of the Krochim, Hamukofen Chomim, the Kol HaSomuch Loi, or anything which is close to the Krach, the Kol HaNira Imoi, or anything which can be seen with it, Nidain Kekrach, has the same halacha as the Krach itself, and one reads the Megillah there on the 15th, not on the 14th. The Gemara is now going to explain this memra of Rabbi Shua ben Levi with the following Braisa. Tono, it says in the Braisa, Somuch, Afal Pisha Einoi Nireh, if the town or village in question is samuch to a krach, even though it's not seen with a krach, or nira, it's seen with the krach, afal pisha'ino samuch loy, even though it's not close to the krach, both have the same halacha that they are nidoin kekrach. The Gemara is going to explain. Bishleima nira afal pisha'ino samuch mishkachas lo. I can understand how one can be seen with the krach, even though it's not close to the krach. Kegoin de yosva b'roi shahar. If this town is on the top of a mountain, and it can be seen from the krach, even though it's very far away, elo samuch afal pisha'ino nira heicha mishkachas lo. How can you be close and not be seen? Since it's closer than a mill, as we saw before on Daf Beis Amud Beis, it would be taken for granted it can be seen from the krach. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Rabbi Yirmiyah, sheyusheves benachal. If this town is in a valley, and therefore the krach cannot see this town, even though it might be very close by. Now the Gemara is moving to the next sugya to discuss some of the halachas of mukofin choyma. V'omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, krach, sheyoshav ulubasoy fukaf. If at the beginning there were first people that were populating this town, and only afterwards they put a wall around it, nidoin kekfar, it's got the same halacha as a kfar that was not mukaf choyma. Mai tama, why is this not called mukofin choyma? Tichsiv, it says in the pasuk of bote ori choyma, which is another set of halachas that are dependent on whether the town had a wall round it from the time Yeshua ben Nun or not. We won't discuss the halachas here, they're going to be discussed in Maseches Erechin. But in the pasuk, in the parasha of Bote Ori Choyma, it says, Dechsiv v'ish ki yimkor beis moishav Ir Choyma. It seems that they populated an Ir Choyma, which means that it was first an Ir Choyma before it became populated. Shehukaf ulubasayif yoshav. V'loi sheyoshav ulubasayif hukaf. If it first became populated and then a wall was put around it, it's not called Ori Choyma. Now the Gemara continues with another halacha. V'omer b'shua ben Levi, says b'shua ben Levi, krach she'en b'asoro batlonim. A krach that does not have at least 10 people that do not work and they are sustained and fed by the tzibur in order that they should be constantly available in the shuls for tfilas, for a minyan. Nidoin kekfar. They have the halachas of a kfar, of a village, and they can read the Megillah in the Yom HaKnisa, as we saw at the beginning of the Masechta. Says the Gemara, Maikomash Malon, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi with this halacha? Tanina, it's an Furusha Braisa that we're going to see in Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Ezu Ir Gadoila, what's the definition of a big city that reads the Megillah on the 14th and is not Makdim Liyom HaKnisa? Kol Sheshba, Sora Batlonim, if it has at least 10 people that are available for the Minyonim. Pochiz Mikan, if there's less than 10 people like this, Harei Ze Kfar, it's a Kfar, which is Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. What was the Chiddush of Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Answers the Gemara, Krach Istrichle. A Krach, which is much larger than a regular Ir, regular city, and it has many marketplaces in it and attracts many people from all round. Afal gav de mikali le me'alma, even though many people come to this krach on business, and many of them are available for the minyonim, since they only work regularly when they're in their hometowns. Nonetheless, since the asara batlonim are not residents of this krach, it's not called a krach. And there's always the risk that there won't be people who are committed and available for the minyanim, and therefore they can be makdim liyoyim haknisa. Says the Gemara of Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, another member of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, krach shechorav ulubasoif yoshav. If a krach got destroyed and then they rebuilt it, nidrin kekrach, it has the halacha of a krach. And now the Gemara explains my chorav. What's the definition? What type of krach are we talking about that was chorav? Ilema, are you going to say chorvu choymoisav, that its walls got destroyed, that it was mukaf choyma, and then the walls came down, and then they rebuilt the walls? That can't be. Yoshav in, lo yoshav loy. Will it only regain its status of a mukafin choyma once it gets rebuilt? Votanya, did we not learn in a brayser? Rabbi Elazar ben Yosi said, "Asher loy choyma that the Loi is written with a Vav and an Aleph, which means at the same time it has a wall and doesn't have a wall, to teach us that Af al pi she'ein Loi achshav, even though it does not have a wall now, since V'hoya Loi koidem l'chein, it had a wall once, it's got the din of a mukaf in Chayma. So what does Rabbi Shua ben Levi mean? That if a krach was chorav, then only if it was yashav again, it regained its status of a krach. Elo, says the Gemara, my chorav, shechorav me'asor batlonim. If at any point a big town goes down from 10 batlonim, and at any point does not have 10 people available for the minyonim, and then it loses its status of a ear that needs to read the Megillah on the 14th, and they can be makdim liyom haknisa, in the event that afterwards it becomes resettled with 10 batlonim, at that point it regains the status of a big city, and they have to read the Megillah on the 14th only, and not on the Yom HaKnisa. On the 14th only, and not on the Yom HaKnisa. On the 14th only, and not on the Yom HaKnisa. On the 14th only, and not on the Yom HaKnisa. On the 14th only.